The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to today's edition of the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner professional here in the studio, along with my colleague Doug Neal, certified financial planner as well, and Craig Montana running the studio for us. And, you know, things have been kind of calming down over the last few days in markets, I think. Doug, is that kind of your impression?
Yeah, it was a little volatile. They're worried about the tariffs and whatever, but there's too much involved in that, in our economy and China's economy. And we're the only ones who can stand up to China because our economy still is bigger than theirs. But so these trade wars get a little scary, but I think both parties understand the ramifications of a move here and there. There's a lot of posturing going on, too. And sometimes you got to play hardball. Just like dealing with your kids. Sometimes no means no.
Yeah. So of course, we keep an eye on that and watch as things move around market-wise and investment-wise, of course. But if you're putting all of your decisions about your financial future on whether China and the U.S. come to an agreement, you know, that's not a good long-range plan.
No.
Long-range plan.
We'll explain why the ramifications and why it swings so much, but that shouldn't have any deal, you know, on your day-to-day living and your retirement planning and your savings and your college planning and all that. Shouldn't really not be too concerned about that.
But we'll touch on it. We'll touch on it because you need to know, I think, sometimes how to really gauge things.
Yeah, or why it's in the news even.
Exactly. The other thing is the impact, and I know, Doug, when you deal with folks, with clients, the impact of what our parents are doing with their savings and retirement planning. What is the impact of what they're doing or not doing on our own retirement prospects?
Yeah, that's a touchy subject family.
Yes, but again, you know, these are some really compelling pieces of information. And also, we'll update you on a big piece of legislation that may impact folks who are going to be, or already are, verging on having to take their required minimum distributions from their 401k or IRA.
Yep.
So lots of good stuff. In the meantime, if I didn't mention something that you really want to know about just for you, the phone lines are open here at the Money Makeover Show. And we have a private line just so you can call in and talk to us in private. No one else will hear you. So if you've got a specific question about a financial decision you need to make, should you make it? Should you not? What do you consider? Call us right now. Here's a way to do that. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard. The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. They do a lot more than just shipping. They also offer mailbox rental, print and scan services, fax services, a complete line of office supplies, and expert packing services. When you ship UPS, you get the service that gets it there safe and sound. The Pack and Ship Promise guarantees it, or you get all your money back plus the value of the insured item. Stop in and visit with their professional staff at the UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 979-830-8291. The UPS Store. See what one store can do for you.
There are so many reasons to Schlitterbahn. You'll need to stay overnight at one of their resorts to experience them all. With dozens of slides, rivers, and rides, you can't fit all this fun in one day. The good news is with rooms right next to the water park, you can stay with them and walk to your favorite ride. Whether you're planning for a hill country getaway, a beachfront escape, or an island retreat, Schlitterbahn is your one-stop vacation destination. Plus, resort guests can save up to 40% off on tickets. Summer is coming. Visit Schlitterbahn.com today to book your trip.
Whether you're looking for an exceptional facility for short-term rehabilitation, long-term care, or post-operative recovery, Focused Care at Brenham is the perfect choice. The team members at Focused Care at Brenham are highly skilled at providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care. They recognize the amount of trust you put in them to care for your loved ones and will treat them like family. Stop by and meet the care team, take a tour, and discover why Focused Care at Brenham is the premier skilled nursing facility in the area. Conveniently located at 1303 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Side Fair Tires, now in Brenham at 3201 Highway 36 South. Side Fair Tires specializes in quality name brand tires for your car, light truck, tractor, and commercial vehicles. Need new tires but don't have the cash? Side Fair now is offering 90 days, same as cash financing. They can finance any tire purchase, whether for your car, tractor, or commercial vehicle. And it's easy as 1, 2, 3, and only takes a few minutes. When you need tires, choose Side Fair Tire, just past Walmart on 36 South in Brenham.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
He's rocking away here. Okay.
I've been looking one, man. All right. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. A couple of members of the extremely valuable information team of the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarro. I'm a certified financial planner. Doug Neil, certified financial planner, also in the studio. And we did have a woman who called us during the break and asked about real estate as an investment and what are some of the good points of it. And we'll talk about some things you might not want to do, right? Like rental property. Is it a good thing? Is it not? How does it work? And we want to make sure that Doug and I were blabbing about this during the break. We want to touch on what so many people are told they can do or should do, and that is putting it into your IRA.
Now, owning real estate inside an IRA.
So, let's talk about in general.
First of all, owning real estate, it's a very good situation for income and taxes because there's so many benefits to it. And we'll talk about the benefits first, and then we'll talk about some of the drawbacks of it. But one, if you buy a piece of real estate for rental property, you get to depreciate it so much. So you get a tax deduction while that you own the home every year. So that's a big plus. And whether you, I mean, you can use that tax deduction against other income if need be. So it just looks at your total income. Also, the any maintenance, repairs, taxes, all of that is tax deductible also. So that's some pretty good benefits there.
So, because really, this becomes your business.
Right.
So it's handled very much that way.
Yes. And then you get the income stream coming in. most of the office buildings, even in Brenham here, are owned by limited liability corporations or by partnerships as a separate business, because that's what it is. You get the depreciation, you get the tax write-offs, repairs, maintenance, or tax deductions. So it can be very profitable, because we both know, Tony and I know people that have one, two, three, four different rent houses. And so they got that cash flow coming in, and it doesn't matter whether the house goes up $10,000 in value or down $10,000 in value. The rent check keeps coming. So it's a different source of income than stocks or bonds or CDs or so on.
Or your job.
Or your job.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
But you got to have the stomach for it.
Well, and a big part of this is the maintenance. I have a client who has been doing this thing with rent houses in particular. And you get one crummy tenant, and then you got other things that come up. Now, yes, if you have to make repairs or whatever, yes, you have some write-off capability with some things that come up that way. But again, you have to have, as you said, the stomach for dealing with people who are going to be inhabiting your property.
And you got to have some other income, because on one rent home, what happens if you get somebody in there? And they could be decent renters, but now they lose their jobs.
Sure.
And they don't pay the rent, and they have no other place to go. Well, what do you do as the owner?
And it's very difficult. I know some people say, oh, you can get them out of there. It's not real easy, and it is not a rapid process.
Yep.
So just be aware before you go do anything like that. Yep. And I always think, too, it's good to work with an attorney. A real estate attorney in particular, set up your contracts the right way, your rental agreements, be aware of that type of thing. And what are your duties and obligations to that property and the tenant? And what are theirs to you? And if you have a problem, then you have things that you specifically immediately go to and put in place so that you don't have to suddenly scramble and try to figure that out.
Yeah, because that's where the part comes in when I said the stomach for it is, you know, like it could be a great family renter, but they lose their jobs. They don't have any income.
Yeah.
You're going to kick them out? And then how do you do that? And if you have things in writing, that works well. Another thing I know, Michael Berry in Houston, he was big real estate. He always had a company that would do it. They would collect the rents. They would take care of the maintenance. You know, if somebody calls in, whatever, you got to pay them for that. So now you got to build that into your rent. And so what did you pay for the house and all that kind of stuff? But there are companies that will take care of all of that for you for a percentage or a fee per house, per rent, whatever it is. But that gets you out of the process, and you still get to keep the tax deductions on that. Because they're just, you're paying, also what you pay them is tax deductible, because it's part of the business of renting a home or a house.
So we've gone over some of those things, and I think that's a pretty good representation. Yep. So if you can do it and you're well planned and prepared, and you've got a financial cushion for yourself also, if things don't go right, and you enter this in a clear, well thought out manner, I always say, too, if you can, go over these plans with your accountant or CPA or maybe a real estate attorney or somebody so that you know you're on the right track and you don't have any unpleasant surprises. I think that's a really good thing to do. Now, the other thing we talked about briefly was so many places you hear about own this property. These rental properties, whether it be office buildings, strip malls, or homes, rent houses, own them in your IRA.
Because that's where you have most of your money, and most people, IRA or 401k, that's where they've accumulated most. Well, let's earn that, because that pays, real estate can pay a pretty good return on income-wise.
But what happens to all those deductions you mentioned earlier?
Since in an IRA or 401k, or any qualified retirement plan like that, that has money, yes, you can buy real estate in there. You got to jump through some hoops and do some papers. But everything that comes out of a qualified plan is counted as ordinary income. So there's no tax deductions, no depreciation, no expensing of the repairs. You get none of the tax benefits of owning real estate outside of an IRA.
So really, if it's just simply that you want to have this piece of property go into something that's got probably most of your bucks in there, and you're really just looking for holding this thing, this house or this whatever it is, this piece of property, and you're looking for some appreciation now and down the road maybe, or you just want to have it as an asset that's a different type of assets from many stocks, bonds, mutual funds, whatever that you have in your, let's say it's your IRA. But remember, you're not going to get those tax breaks on a yearly basis.
Another ramification, you buy a piece of property, just ranch land or future growth, because and you put it inside a qualified plan because it's a piece of property you would like to do something with in the future. And so you buy it for $100,000 and 5 years later, whatever, you decide to sell it for $200,000 because the market value went up, whatever. Everything that comes out is taxable to you as ordinary income. So that's the same as if you got a $200,000 paycheck for the year and you're going to be giving up 20, 30, 35, 39% of that in taxes. Whereas if you owned it outside of that, you'd only be paying tax long-term gains on the profit.
So again, just be sure you know the ins and outs. We don't know if this caller was thinking about putting it inside of a retirement plan vehicle like an IRA. But again, yes, investing in real estate and especially rental property can be a terrific thing. We like to look at our own personal experience with clients who do this, and I think that they get truly the biggest bang for their buck most of the time if they are owning that outside of an IRA type of vehicle, right?
And it seems to work. It seems to work better if you've got two or three rental properties.
Yeah.
Because then you build a network. Okay, plumber, if you're going to do it yourself, you got a plumbing company, you got an electrical company, you got a carpenter.
You got roofers. Yeah, you got all kinds of people.
You know at least who to call if something goes wrong, and because you got two or three or four pieces of property. Now, that also helps cushion if you have an empty home for a month or two. You know, you got income coming in from the other properties to kind of offset some of that. So that tends to work a little bit better, but also you got a lot more money tied up in those walls too. That's not liquid.
So and honestly, truly, and we always say this when we're talking with people generally as financial planners anyway, too many of your eggs in one basket is never a good investment plan. So in other words, if you're going to be sacrificing all of your other investments that you could do, whether it's, you know, mutual funds, stocks, bonds, whatever you're doing, or you're not going to put as much in your 401k plan at work, or whatever sacrifice you may have to make in order to get this deal going, please consider that very carefully, because there is more risk if you're only doing one thing as opposed to being more diversified. And it works the same way for real estate as well.
And you, also what we've seen over the years, you need a knack for it. And some people really like it. Other people, I don't want to touch it. I don't want to mess with it. Some people don't like stocks and bonds for the same thing. I don't want to mess with it. I don't want to understand it. I just put my money in a CD. And that's fine, because that way it's called sleep factor. You can sleep at night.
Well, everyone should have something in the bank.
Yes.
You know, or something, all right, that's not in a retirement plan, not invested in something that can go up and down. If it only goes up, that's another thing. But, you know, something with some security in it. And we're going to talk in just a couple of minutes here about financial security, and not just your own. Some really interesting and actually a little startling information about the impact of our parents' financial situation on us.
Yeah, so the demographics are moving here because the baby boomers are hitting their 60s and 70s now.
But interestingly, younger people are even more worried about their folks. I'm talking millennials who are looking at their parents who are in their 40s, 50s.
The millennials are in their 40s.
No.
No, the parents.
The millennials will go up to, millennial goes up to about age 35.
Okay.
25 to 35-ish. All right. So those people are seeing what their parents are doing. And they're going, whoa. So let's kind of drill down, and we don't want to have you become a victim of this kind of thing. And if you're in the millennial or later lifetime, yes, you're already hitting some of this stuff, and it's bothering you, worrying you, or sometimes for some of you, it's actually making a financial impact on you already.
Yeah, it's a good time when there's holidays and you may be spending time with your folks or whatever, is a good time to bring that up. Hey, mom, dad, you know, one thing that I definitely should, do you have your long-term care covered? Because we don't want you coming living with us.
Well, and the thing about, it's not that we don't love you.
Yep.
It's which one of us is going to stop working right in our prime productive years to take care of you. That's where the thing is. And it's amazing that so many people see this now. They have friends, relatives, whatever. They're already seeing this with people that they know and are close to them.
Yeah, it's some of that back in the discussion you had there with millennials looking at their folks. You know, are the folks saving money? Are they taking care of their long-term care? Are they, you know, the health factors are quite a bit. And like you say, who's going to quit work to take care of them? Or else where's the money going to come from?
Or maybe they're looking at their parents, and their parents are dealing with this with their parents.
Yes, that's right.
That's another big one. So we'll talk about some of these trends. And also, this week, members of Congress are going to be looking at making a possible major change to the required minimum distribution on your IRA, or if you still got an old 401k or 403b. If you're going to be looking at making required minimum distributions, right now it's age 70 and a half, there may be a change in that figure.
See,
so we're going to tell you about that when we come back.
Okay, I'm going to tell some stories about that 70 and a half and RMDs, because we get a lot of complaints.
Well, yeah, we get people who are aggravated and frustrated with it, or they didn't do it right. That's a, they didn't ask us first. So we want you not to have these problems, right? So again, please continue to listen to the program. Here, we're going to take a little station break now. And like our caller during the last break, if you're shy, don't want your voice on the air, no problem. We are here for you, and we want to answer your specific question, something you really need and want to know. You've got two very experienced, certified financial planner professionals here in the studio. Get us now. We'll talk to you one-on-one in private. Here's the way to do that. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Looking for the easy way to shop for a new mattress? At Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company, you can try any of our 30-plus kinds of Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and Sealy Posturepedic mattresses made right here in Brenham. Enjoy no-pressure shopping. Schleider's merely presents our quality local brands for you to choose from. Rest easy with our price match guarantee and 30-day satisfaction policy. Free delivery and installation available. Schleider's has the newest introductions from Stearns & Foster and Tempur-Pedic. Try Tempur-Pedic's new Lux Breeze collection for all-night cool sleep. Visit Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham for a chance to really try a mattress. As long as you like. No salesperson necessary. We present, you decide. It's that simple. Only at Schleider Furniture in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic. Quality.
Hey, ranchers, this is Scotty Schwartz of Kettle Blum Livestock wanting to invite y'all to our special female sale that will be held on Friday, May 24th at 10 a.m. before our regular sale. We will have around 500 to 600 females that will be pairs, breds, and open heifers. The grass is here, so what a great time to put some cattle back in your herd. We will have two sellouts of 250 crossbred cows that will be 3 to 6 year old and will be pairs, breds, and a great set of commercial cowls. The remaining of the cows will be Brahman, Brangus, Angus, F1 Braves, and crossbred cows. Our selection of open heifers will be Brahman Brangus, big set of F1 Brayfords, and three-quarter blood Brahman heifers. Lots of these cattle are ready for bulls. So from all of us at Cattle Realm Livestock, we want to invite you to come see us on May 24th at 10 a.m. in Brenham. We also want to take this time to thank our customers for doing business with us at Cattle Realm Livestock. Our customers are always very important to us. Don't forget Friday, May 24th at 10 a.m. at Cattle Realm Livestock. Cattle Realm Livestock backs their cattle and customers up 100%.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to get ready for spring gardens by visiting your local Woods and Lumber Company. They have all your favorite Miracle-Gro products like Miracle-Gro potting mix and potting soils. They also carry landscapers' pride bagged soils, mulches, manure, and compost for your plant bed health. Stock up now for the entire season. You'll find your favorite gardening products and much more at Woods and Lumber Company with locations in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
For over 100 here.
Join Friendly Country KWHI and Craig Montana for the Brenham High School 2019 graduation ceremony Saturday, May 25th at 8 p.m. This live broadcast from Cub Stadium is sponsored by Blinn College, Dominant Associates, BVSEU, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Thrivent, Woodman Life, Apple Ford, Nailers Wood Floors, and Modern Air Solutions. If you can't be there, you can still feel like you're there when you tune in to Friendly Country KWHI with Craig Montana for the live broadcast of the Brenham High School graduation ceremonies this Saturday.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the 2017 World Series champions, the Houston Astros, on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tekler Toyota, DDM Pipe and Steel, Apple Ford, Mattress Guys, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, SFS Schulte Farm Services, Fireplaces, etc., Brenham National Bank, Bluebonnet Petroleum, T3 Truck and Trailer, and Team Ford of Navasota. Please support our Astros sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio tuned right here on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7, your Houston Astros connection.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show, where we also play the hits during the commercial commercial breaks or coming in and out of those things. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner at your service this morning, along with my colleague, Doug Neal. Certified financial planners, we are planners with Neal Financial Group, and we have two offices, one in Houston in the Galleria General area. And then we have another one for Central Texas in the city of Brenham. And we're in a building on Main Street just across from the courthouse. And, of course, we can see if you want to come in for that free review. Some of the questions we've been asked this morning by some callers. By the way, thank you, callers. Those apply to so many of you listening. And if you want to know more, if you really want to drill down into things, if you want to go back and forth, I had a listener who called me yesterday afternoon while I was in the office here in the Brenham office and asked about real estate and the IRA. Should I take money out of my IRA to make a down payment or make a chunk of the payment on this? You know, what are the ramifications? So, yes, you can pick our brains, Free review is a super time to do it. And then you can really get the time. I mean, it's hard to do this going back and forth with people while we're in the commercial on the air.
Had a good caller, had a question. The first part of the question had to do with real estate. Second part of the question is, okay, the money that I made on the real estate, what can I do with it other than just a money market or savings account or checkbook, which doesn't pay anything?
Mm-hmm.
There's hundreds of different types of investments.
Sure.
You can put the money in, but we don't know which would be the best one for you, because there's some investments you can put money in guaranteed never to go backwards. And,
yes.
And you have a potential gain each year. If the market goes backwards, you just don't make anything that year, but if the market goes up, you capture that and lock it in.
And we're not talking about an annuity that is a long-term commitment. The minute you start saying those things, people go, they're just selling. No. All right.
I didn't even mention the word annuity.
No, but this is what triggers, though, because everybody gets pitched all kinds of different investments. And in the right circumstances, annuities and what we think more traditionally of annuities, mm-hmm. where you tie up your money for a number of years. And yes, you can create income streams and it's a lot less volatile. There are good things about that, but a lot of people shy away from those. Now there are other types of things that just put a floor under your investment mm-hmm. in there, and you have a range of returns, and you're still in the markets, the S&P, the Russell, I mean, all of these different things, foreign, energy, banking, you know, you name it, all right? But you got a floor under you, and you can still walk without having a big withdrawal charge. Yes, you can. And you get that opportunity to protect your investment on the bottom. So when we do correct, you know, you're not going down and taking the fast elevator down to the bottom with it.
See, now that's the basic premise. Now there's variations of that from different companies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and some of them will say, okay, if you want an income stream, we can turn that on later. And that's a different, has some different pluses and minuses. Another one says, if you want a guarantee, we'll give you that with the potential for growth, but you got to leave the money there longer. So that's got different ramifications.
Right.
So there's lots of variations of that, but there's ways to get more for your money depending upon what's going on in your life. That's the thing.
That should rule every investment you make.
That's
what
right.
What is going on in your life? And sometimes what is it is going on with maybe those of us who are in our 40s or 50s or beyond? What's going on in our parents' lives?
Yeah, well,
that was that whole thing of long-term care or their finances. I'm working with several people right now who have hit the wall on that. And it's not them personally. It's their parents.
Yeah, I've even had a couple, a son and his spouse, get the long-term care coverage for mom and dad.
Yes.
Because mom and dad didn't have enough of the funds, but son and daughter knew that they would end up having to pay the expenses.
Yes.
And that would have impacted their retirement. So it was cheaper for them to do like a 10 pay and have it paid up. And
so pay for it over 10 years is what the 10 pay is.
Right. And then it's the parents have it. And then the kids are protected. Parents are protected. And the kids don't have to worry about their retirement because they had kids too, young ones that were coming up.
So basically, it's kind of a preemptive plan. But let's deal with the investments, though. Caller asked about basically what kinds of things can he invest in that is not going to create taxable income. He's looking for things like that. He was asking about maybe, I kind of got the impression he was looking at, he wants to park some money somewhere, let it build up, and then if he has a chance to invest it in like some sort of a piece of property or rental property or something like that, that he might do that. But in the meantime, he's tax sensitive to any money that he makes on that investment. He doesn't really want to do a CD because that little even piddly bit of interest you're getting is taxable.
And it's tied up for a year or 18 months or 24 months. And it's that way, if a piece of property comes along in 9 months, he doesn't have to pay a penalty to get his money out to buy the property. So there's other things out there. It gets a little, there's trade-offs because there's no one perfect thing. Otherwise, everybody would be in it.
Sure.
And if everybody's in it, it's not going to pay very much.
Yeah, but he asked specifically about municipal bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can buy bond funds or exchange-traded products that group a whole bunch of municipal bonds under one umbrella, and they pick them and buy and sell and all that.
And
you can still make
the interest.
Income.
Yep.
Yes.
And it's tax federal tax-free.
Federal tax-free.
In most cases.
Yes. Depends on what you pick.
Yeah.
Right? Or you can do individual municipal bonds. All right? So municipalities and various things, they issue these. But again, we don't know what the price of that bond is going to be. Let's say you bought the bond for $1,000, right?
When it got issued. Brand new bond. Okay. So let's say, example, hypothetical, City of Brenham issues new bonds because they want to fix up the infrastructure.
Okay.
And so you loan them $1,000 per bond.
Right.
And see, now the time frame comes in. How long are you going to loan it to them? And they'll be set years, you know, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. Let's say 5 years. You're going to loan Brenham your $1,000 for 5 years. They promise to pay you interest once a quarter, once, twice a year, however it is. And at the end of that 5 years, they'll give you back your $1,000. Well, what happens if in year number two, you come across that piece of property you want to buy, and so you want to sell your bond, so you put it on the market. That's what the bond market is, and somebody's going to offer you a price for that bond.
Now, that price is changing virtually every day. Out there in the bond market, bond prices go up and down, just like the stock market.
Yep, and it depends upon who's guaranteeing or who's going to pay the bond back? How trustworthy do you think the City of Brenham is to pay you that $1,000 back in, you know, next 3 years or whatever, whenever the bond matures? If for some, you know, like the City of Detroit couldn't pay their bonds, and so you lost some money on that one. So that has a little bearing on it. But the other thing is, what interest rate is it? You know, if interest rates are at 3% on a bond, oh, that's not that exciting to hold your money for 3-4 years. But if it's 6%, ooh, what are you willing to pay to get a 6% return now?
And generally speaking, the higher their rate of return, that percentage rate of return, the more risky
that's right.
that bond is, right? So, because the bond issuer is having to entice you to buy that bond. So they're going to say, all right, we're going to have to pay out more interest, make this more attractive to investors. So you've heard of things like junk bonds. You know, you've heard of things that are a little higher risk or maybe not quite junk. Maybe they're double B, triple B rated bonds. They're just a hair above being junk. Right. So, yes, you can make a lot more money. Yes, you can get tax advantage money out of it. But generally speaking, even if you're using, as this person asked about, a investment like an exchange traded fund or other type of fund vehicle where you're doing a whole bunch of bonds, you're investing in a whole bunch of them all at one time. Right. They're all maturing at different rates and stuff. So what the people managing that entity are trying to do when they're buying all these bonds is they're trying to make them produce income at a certain level overall. So they may have some 3% payers, some 6% payers, that kind of stuff. And they're trying to average it out at like 4% or something.
Okay.
Right?
Or pitfall. You get one of these things that are baskets of bonds.
Right.
And it's paying less, 4% is what, if that's what they're trying to do. And the Federal Reserve raises interest rates. Okay, now those bonds aren't as attractive anymore.
And the actual bonds themselves, not the interest, the bonds themselves are going to go down in value.
Therefore, when you look on your statement, you'll have less money, but your check will probably be the same.
But again, if you're going to need to access money, you do not put that money into something that's going to fluctuate, and it will, in price.
Yep.
Right?
So it's not a you definitely need to look at all the literature and think, what are you trying to do and how do they fit together? Because it's not for something, it's not a beginner deal.
Now, of course, we haven't gone over things like, all right, what if you have $20,000 and you're looking to maybe invest it in some rental property or something later? Well, you might say, well, I'm going to have $10,000 of that, for instance, that I want liquid. So I'm going to just put that in a money market account somewhere, right? So I can access it. Yeah, I'll make a little bit of taxable money, but okay, at least I'm making something. Then maybe you take another batch of it and you're going to buy something like these bonds or bond vehicles that have a very short, what we call duration, a very short time frame on them.
I mean, they mature quickly.
Right. So you're going to make more, and maybe it'll be tax-free income if they're municipals, for instance, right? But you're going to have maybe the next chunk of your money, maybe the next $10,000, that you're going to say, I can park that for at least the next 6 months, 9 months. There are some short-term options at these. Or I'm going to have my last batch of this, I'm going to have that up to a five-year or a two-year.
So on the second batch, you could have it. You could go get it any time. You just don't know what the value is going to be at the time, but it's paying a lot better.
Sure. So, you know, being smart about how you're doing this is where we come in.
That's right.
So anyway, free review. I'll tell you how to get that when we come back from the break. Before you do something, check it out. All right, check it out with us. So I'm going to tell you how to do that when we come back. Meantime, we're going to sell some products here. On commercials, and we're going to come right back with more of the Money Makeover Show. So don't go away. If you got a question, again, here's our number for that right this minute, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
May is Better Hearing Month. Statistics show that an astounding 20% of adults between the ages of 20 and 69 have trouble hearing. Of those, nearly 28.8 million would benefit from the use of hearing aids. Texas ENT and Allergy invite you and your loved ones to make an appointment with their skilled team of audiologists and physicians to get those ears checked. They offer an array of services, from hearing testing to cochlear implants. Don't spend another day straining to hear your friends and family, struggling to hear the television, or living your life without one of the most vital senses. If you suspect that you or a loved one may be showing symptoms of hearing loss, don't wait. With Better Hearing Month in full swing, schedule an appointment with Texas ENT and Allergy. With convenient locations in College Station, Brenham, LaGrange, Huntsville, and Belleville, call 979-693-7419 or visit their website, txbetterhearing.com, for more information.
For a uniquely different Italian cuisine, experience the authentic taste of Italy at Villari's Italian Restaurant, 102 Ross Street, just two blocks east of downtown Brenham. Try their veal scallopini, pollo marsala, ribeye steak, or one of their many other Italian dishes. Also, you'll love their large selection of imported wines to pair with your pasta, veal, or chicken entree. Top off your meal with a delicious piece of tiramisu or chocolate cake filled with chocolate mousse. That's Italian at Villari's, open from lunch from 11 till 2 and dinner from 5 till 9.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in paying tribute to all veterans of our nation, past and present. It's a very small token for those who have sacrificed so much for the freedoms we enjoy today. We salute all who have served this glorious nation in uniform, including those who are currently serving in the armed forces. On this Memorial Day, Collier Construction asks you to remember those men and women who have fallen in defense of our country.
Looking for real estate? Cody Real Estate, active in all aspects of real estate sales since 1978. Family-owned and operated business in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential, country homes, farms, and ranches, residential lots, unimproved acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings and take virtual tours. Call Hody Real Estate at 836-8532 and let them put you in the home of your dreams or place for your business. Hody Real Estate congratulates the 2019 graduates.
KWHI 1280 invites you to tune in Monday morning at 11 for the live broadcast of the Memorial Day service of the combined veterans organizations in Brenham. This broadcast is sponsored in part by American Overhead Door, Holtman's Welding, Don's Appliance Services, Baker Ag Service, Cattleman's Brenham Livestock, Mama's Kitchen, and Mill Creek Glass. Be sure to tune in Monday to KWHI for the presentation of the Memorial Day service, brought to you from the Veterans Memorial Plaza at Fireman's Park. Program begins at 11 a.m.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Well, we've had the hot button today.
Yeah, real estate's hot button today.
Yeah, lots of questions, and creating tax-free income was a portion of some of those conversations as well. Let me invite you to our free review, because I'm sure there is much more to discuss. Either you called us, or maybe you were listening and thinking, geez, you know, I really need to find out about this. Do that. Way you do it. Come to our office, make that time to come in, and then we can have a real conversation about all of your parameters that you're thinking about.
Yeah, that fits you and the things that you maybe haven't thought of.
Yeah, yeah, that's the other really valuable part. You will think of things that you haven't thought of yet. Yeah, we will. So here's how to do that. Come in for the free review. Well worth your time and effort. We don't want you to make decisions that can come back and bite you if you don't have to at least know more facts before you get in. Whether it's real estate, whether it's dealing with IRAs, whether it's long-term care, whether it's whatever it is, your 401k plan, investing in general, all these things. Here's the way to get us. Call us at our office and set up that time to come in for the free review. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And we do not try to sell you something. We do not try to, you know, make you feel bad.
Yeah.
Right? That's the other thing about something you have done or haven't done. There are no dumb questions. We just want you to make the right decision for you in your particular circumstance. Your set of variables in your decision-making is totally different from mine, Doug's, anyone else. So this is your opportunity to come in and put your particular wants, needs, and desires out there, and your thoughts and your plans, and is this a good plan going forward? 979-836-2903.
We've been doing this a long time. We've been on the air here at KWHI. We're in our 13th year.
And we had multiple years on the air in Houston radio stations.
And
as
before
well.
Then, we were still doing this.
And before then, before we ever got on the radio to talk to people and talk with them about things that are financial planning.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we've seen a lot of things, and that's why we're not in any hurry. We're looking for long-term relationships, if we can help you out and educate you.
Sure. And again, there's never any pressure. And we are not just salesmen. We're actually very analytical people. And we look at you and your family and your concerns on the whole and not just, oh, here, buy this.
Yeah.
It's very different dealing with a financial planner.
Let me hit these tariffs here a little bit here in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, we said earlier that we'd talk about the tariff thing. And by the way, let me just tell you real quickly before we get there. Congress this week is taking a bill, looking at legislation to reduce the required minimum distribution hit that people take starting at age 70 and a half. Well, how would they do that? They'd make you not be required to take a distribution from your IRA, 401k, until age 72.
Not passed yet, but that's what they're looking at, and that would help out a lot of people.
So if you've got a representative, and you do, in Congress, you might want to call them and let them know that you're like this idea of not being tapped and having to tap your assets until you're 72 instead of being forced to pull money out and pay taxes on it at age 70 and a half, which is where we're now, where we are now. Okay.
Okay. The reason the stock market's so volatile because of the China-U.S. talks on tariffs. This is from the American Apparel and Footwear Association. 41% of apparel and 72% of the footwear produced worldwide is manufactured in China. So that's a huge market there. And now, who pays on a tariff? When the United States imposes a 25% tariff on imported goods from China, that, you know, televisions, laptops, the tariff is paid to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Service by an American-based broker who represents the U.S. retailer. They're called the importer of record. So who is buying the Chinese good? That is, the Chinese government does not pay the tariff. It's you. If you want to buy a TV or a footwear, come think of it, footwear made in China, it's going to cost 25% more than it did before the tariff. So what happens? Well, people aren't going to buy as many shoes. And so
cheap shoes.
Cheap shoes. And so China won't have that market to send it over just because you can buy an American made or South American made or some other place cheaper than what you could get it maybe from the China end. And so that's what's going to hurt them. But we would pay more for TVs, laptops.
If they're made in China.
If they're made in China.
Now, remember, we have a bunch of stuff that comes in from South Korea.
Yep.
We have a bunch of stuff that comes our way from other countries.
Indonesia, India.
Yes.
Different places.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason that's going to hurt, and that's from the U.S. Customs Service. Okay. That's where that information came from. Just to give you a quick example from the Census Bureau on the size of this, in the U.S., there's 10 U.S. cities that have at least a million people, New York City being 9 million. In China, there are 102 cities with at least a million people, and Shanghai has 22 million in that one city. So the market is huge there. They have to sell their goods someplace. The U.S. is the largest market in the world. So that's where the bangs are coming from, the volatility.
So it will be resolved one way or the other. Just be on the right track no matter what.
See you next week.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.